Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Do I see any children this morning? I see a few. If you're brave enough, if any would like to come forward, you're welcome to. But it's not required. There's one brave soul. Come on down. Here you come. Whoops, there's another one went the other direction and left you all alone. It's okay. Come on. Hi there. Have a seat. Oh, you got an applause. That's nice. And if anyone else would like to come while we're talking, you're welcome to. How are you? What a lovely bow. It's nice. All right, we'll make this quick, okay? Very good. Do you know about Jesus? Do you? Have you been learning about Jesus? Very good. Today, what we're going to be talking about is how we are always learning and how we're always getting ready for things. Like, have you ever come down in front all by yourself with all these people in front? Is that a new experience for you? Hi there. Have a seat if you like. Here's what I want you to learn today. That as you grow up, you'll always be learning things. And if you look out and you see all of these people out here, all of these adults, you know what? They haven't stopped learning either. In fact, you can try something this afternoon. You can ask them, do you know everything? And if they say yes, just smile and say, I don't believe you. Because they're probably going to say, no, I don't know everything. I'm always learning. We never know it all. So it's very important, if we're always learning, to know who we're learning from. And I want you to pay attention, of course, to your teachers and to your Sunday school teachers, to your parents. And I also want you to listen for Jesus. Jesus is teaching all of us every single day. Sometimes he teaches us through other teachers, what they tell us, or sometimes through something we read, or sometimes through something we experience. It comes in many, many different ways, but he teaches us. So I want you to enjoy that and enjoy learning. And I want to thank you very much for coming up here this morning and spending some time with me. Will you pray with me? Let us pray. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we thank you for children. And we thank you for these children and ask that you challenge each of us to continue to mentor them and to teach them and to raise them up in ways that are acceptable to your will. Bless these children and bless this church through Jesus our Savior. Amen. Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate it. What a great thing. Now I have to learn how to get up. Got it. You know the story of creation, but I want to teach you something that you may not know. I learned something this week, and I never realized it before. You know, it's incredible. All your life, you can read scripture, you can study scripture, you can study theology, and even still, every now and then, something comes to you that you never realized before, and then you go look at it and say, well, by golly, there it is. How come I never noticed that? I think that's what our lives are about, is that we never stop being visited with new information if we're willing to look at that. You know the story of creation. God created the heavens and the earth, and he created light, and he said after the first day, this is good. And then he created all of the creatures of the sea and all of the birds of the air. And when he finished that, he said, this is good. And then he created all of the creatures on the land. And before that, he created the flowers and all of the plants and the trees and the greenery and all of that. And he said, this is good. And then he looked at all of those creatures that he created and said, this is good. And then he created human beings. He stood there one day, I can just imagine him contemplating his creation. Let's see, what else can I do? And started sketching his thoughts and ideas in the dirt. And then reached down and picked up a piece of dirt, a piece of clay, and started to work it and mold it into a figure. And then he blew his breath of life into it. And it became a living creature. In his image, in his likeness, it became a living creature. But do you know, he did not say, and this is good. The only piece of his creation that he did not, at the conclusion of the creation, say, this is good. Even after he gave this creature dominion over all of his other creation, this is yours to enjoy and to have, but also to be a good steward for and to tend to and take care of. This is your world. And then it finally said, and God looked over all of his creation and said, this is very good. But he did not specifically identify this is good to human beings. Now I know. You're going to assume, well, then there's something wrong with us. We're not good. But it's important that we understand the language, the Hebrew language. Because the word used for good is tov, T-O-V, tov. This is tov. And tov means, it means good, like mazel tov. You know mazel tov, mazel meaning destiny or fortune, and tov meaning good. So mazel tov, a good Hebrew greeting is good luck to you, good fortune to you. But literally translated, tov doesn't mean just good. It means complete. Its literal translation is complete. So when God did not say, this is tov, to his human beings, he meant, they're not done yet. Everything else is. Everything else is complete. I love this creation. But this creature, created in my image, is not complete. What does that mean? It may mean something for each of us. As I realized that, then it occurred, no wonder we're such appetites. You know that the word for living creature in Hebrew is nephesh. Have I ever taught you that? Have you heard that? Nephesh. A nephesh means an open mouth. but not an open mouth like a talking mouth that we all know so well, but an open mouth like a young bird when the mother arrives with a worm and that mouth is open and ready to be fed. It's a hunger, an appetite. Nefesh in Hebrew talks about matters that have to do with digestion, by taking in and processing and being fed. So God created in human beings living appetites, living hungers. That's why we're always so curious. That's why it's never good enough. We always want more. That's why when we're told not to look at something, what's the first thing we do? We look at it. And I bet you think those are all problems for us. And that's because we're not good people. Because you see, God didn't say this is good. But rather, those hungers is what helps us to grow and to stretch and to have the courage to look beyond ourselves and to try new things. It's Tav that enabled those two children to walk down here and sit with a total stranger in front of a bunch of other adults. Do they do that all the time? That was phenomenal to me. Is there something I'm missing? That's a nefesh. That's a hunger, an appetite that even though it's a little uncertain, I'm going to step out there and try that. Of course, that's also what gets us in trouble. Right? When God tells Eve, help yourself to this garden. You can have anything you want. It's here for you. You can eat from any tree you like, but you know the story, except one. There's one tree from which you can't eat, and God leaves, and Eve eats from the tree. Immediately. A little coaxing from a talking snake, but she ate it. We think that that is the beginning of our downfall. And from that point on, wretched are we. And we're lucky if God ever forgives us and gives us another chance. I want to propose another way to look at that. If I am a nefesh, a living appetite, always wanting more, always curious, then the minute you point out something and tell me, don't touch that, I've been set up. I'm going to touch it. It is our nature to go where we haven't been before. That's not only a good thing for us, but it also gets us in a bind sometimes. But if we are not tav, if we are not complete, then we must venture forth and learn and grow and take on new things. But because we are human, we will at times step in the mud. God is good. God is very good. We obviously need a mentor. And that's what the rest of Scripture today is about. The mentoring of Christ. Where do I put my focus? Where do I put my heart? Where do I put my commitment and my obedience? If I put it in Jesus Christ, if I just love Jesus, Jesus will mentor each of us through those difficult times as we become Tav. It is my hope that every one of you here this morning can walk out of this sanctuary going, huh. I thought I was in trouble. And instead realize I'm in peril. It's a difficult world out there. And there's a lot of things that will confront me. There's a lot of temptations. There's a lot of hidden agendas. There's a lot of people that don't have my best interest at heart. And there are some that do. And how in the world do I tell the difference between the two? I've got all these decisions and judgment calls to make. And I don't know if I'm equipped enough to make them. How in the world am I going to get through the week without literally doing myself in? And God says, just go in faith, the faith that Abraham had, the faith that Moses had, the faith that Isaac had, the faith that everyone had. All of these people ventured forth without certainty and without guarantee, but they ventured forth encouraged because they were driven to be tov. And they knew, if I go with my eyes on God, I will be mentored and I will be protected. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even until the ends of the earth. Go in his grace and go in his peace. Amen.